Live from KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. Next Sunday is San Francisco's Pride Parade, where hundreds of thousands of people will gather to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. But today, a much smaller, more grassroots event took place. Organizers say it gets back to Pride's roots. KQED's Catherine Monahan was there.
This is where the first gay liberation march was. Started in 1970 here on Polk Street.
Organizer Juanita Moore is one of about 100 people gathered for the People's March and rally. There are drag queens, rainbow flags, a float, all the things you would expect at a Pride event. But the tone here is harder, more fierce. Co-organizer Alex Yuen says the main Pride parade, whose sponsors include Bud Light and IKEA, has become too commercialized.
It's no longer a protest. They still allow corporations that won't really respect us only in June.
In says protest is especially important now, when states are advancing over 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills, according to the ACLU. They take a bullhorn to address the crowd.
That fear seeks to silence us. But are we going to be silenced?
No!
Together, we will rise above fear and claim the future that is rightfully ours.
San Francisco Pride, for its part, says that corporate sponsorship is necessary to hold a large-scale free event for the public. I'm Catherine Monahan, KQED News.
And there's more online at kqed.org. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. Have a nice afternoon.